It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. I am so excited today because I'm currently taking my walk outside listening to my favorite podcast from Ed Milet, and I just heard something that I knew this, but it really, I guess it was just a reminder for me of my life, and I thought I would share it with you guys so you can experience the same epiphany that I did. Essentially, the line was, you can only connect the dots looking backwards. So you can't connect the dots looking forward, meaning that everything that's been happening in your life, if you look back today and start thinking about all of these things, can't you connect the dots? I know I can. Everything that happened, whether it was my divorce, my miscarriage, my change of career, my everything, every single thing that happened to me. Now, if I'm looking back, it's all connected. It's bringing me to exactly where I need to be. It's brought me to where I am today. So if you're going through something right now, if you're struggling, if you're, you know, going through a tough period, things are happening in your life that you're not understanding, or you're asking yourself, why is this happening to me? Just remember that in a few weeks, in a few months, might take a few years, but you're going to look back at this experience and be like, ah, this is why it happened. It brought me to where I was actually meant to be. Because sometimes we go through life and we do things that are not really in alignment with who we're meant to be. But we keep at it because we believe that's where we're supposed to be at, that we believe that that's what we're meant to be doing, and we don't really know how to get out of it. So sometimes what will happen is the universe or God or whatever it is that you believe in will come, and they will take action on your behalf, and they will basically slap you back into what you're meant to be doing. They'll give you this hard situation, so you don't have a choice but to take a step back, look around, and realign yourself with what you're really meant to be. Because we're not born to be average. We're not born to just go through the motions and you know, I don't know, just sit on the couch and dream about this magical life that we could get. We're meant to live it. We're meant to experience that life. And we all have this crazy thing about ourselves that we need to tap into. Like, we all have this purpose. We all have this spark, this things, like this one thing that makes us unique. And you really need to embrace that thing, because when you're in alignment and when you're living your purpose, you can achieve anything. It's going to feel so good, and everything around you is going to shift. Like, don't you want to leave a legacy? That's really what I've been thinking about, like, the last few weeks is, wow, before it used to be just me. Like, it used to be my life. You know, I could be lazy if I wanted to. I could stay comfortable if I wanted to, because there was really nothing that, you know, was holding on to me, or nothing was being dependent on me until I got my baby. That's when I really realized that, oh my God, if I'm being lazy, if I'm staying in this comfort zone, this is what I'm going to show her. This is what I'm going to teach her, that she can just, you know, be lazy and stay in her comfort zone and not go after her dreams. That really struck me. And that's when I was like, I need to get onto this. I need to keep going. I need to climb that ladder. I need to get to the best version of myself and then keep going even more. Like, I need to leave a legacy behind. I need to basically be in my casket and think about my life and be like, wow, I did it. I absolutely crushed this life and I did everything that I could possibly do. I did everything that my heart desired. I'm leaving this incredible legacy behind. I have this incredible reputation following me of being kind, being honest, being helpful. This is really what I want to achieve. And I know that you can achieve that too. And I think maybe this episode here is for me. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's for all of us. But I just needed to give you that reminder that you cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards. So when we say only look back to see how far you've come, this is what we're meaning. Stop trying to look in the future and try and understand why what's happening today, like how it's going to impact tomorrow, because you'll never find the answer. Try and look back and see what's happening today, how it's connecting with everything else that's happened in the past. Your life is meant to be absolutely fantastic, magical. It's meant to be a wild dream. Like, you're meant to live this crazy, empowered, beautiful, fantastic, magical life. And you just need to take charge, take control, get back behind the wheel, and dig deep and keep at it. Remember, everything that you're doing today is only going to have a result or a consequence or an impact in maybe 60 to 90 days from now. So if you're starting something new today, just remember that it takes time. It takes time before you can see the outcome. So you got to keep at it. You got to keep going and keep embracing or finding that little fire in yourself, that little girl that had this big dream. Go back to that person, go back to her and take her hand and run with it. Let's go. Like, you're not here to just be average. You're here to make a massive difference. So this is my reminder to you to just frigging go for it. So I love you all. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and we'll chat soon. Bye.